יחסית של המלחמה על אויביך ונשון לי השם אליקיך בידיך ושביס השיר פשוט היא של פסוק עץ יחסית של המלחמה על אויביך go out to war על אויביך ונשון לי השם אליקיך בידיך ושביס השיר. We had the story of the Yefastaya that we'll be learning Bezus Hashem. Chazal say that this posuk is also Merames and Milchemes HaYetzer V'Chayolo. It's called Am Rachaim HaKodesh. This parsha is merames and the milchemes hayetzer v'chayolo. Salvov says Chochom saw the people coming back from the war. He told them chozaltem en milchomo aktano. You waited en milchomo agdoilo. So Rambotchi Gifter brings down a beautiful word. Ki seitzel ha-milchomo al oivecho. Oivecho is a lot of people. Unesson noi, Hashem alekecho biyaddecho. It's not Shem Yochi. All right, ki seitzel ha-milchomo al oivecho. Unesson noi. Or, ki seitzel ha-milchomo al oivecho. Unesson nom. But why it says Kitzeitz la milchoma al oivecho Unesono Zorke Moche Gifter The Yitzirore wants us not to learn Torah, not to grow. He has a lot of ways and visions to do it. He does it one way, Moche Brusa. Another way, a terrible deer. Third way, someone invites you for a meal in a hotel for Shabbos. There's all different ways how to do it. For some people, he does it by not inviting them to get down. Yeah? He has all different visions. Bad mood. No money. No friends. Headaches. Depression. OCD. All different ways. But it's one purpose. He wants you not to learn. He wants you not to grow. So when you go out to the war, here you see one kind of yitzhahara, headaches. Here you see family issues. Here you see anxiety issues. Here you see chavrusas issues. But when you go to fight him, and you take off the peel, who you meet? Mr. Yitzhahar. So in the Moshe, you don't have a chavrusa, bad mood. You fight it? Hello? Yitzhahar. Then nothing more to eat. You fight it? Hello? Yitzhahar. Then you feel terrible. Something in the family is working wrong. You fight it? Hello, Mr. Yitzhahar. Ki seitzela mikhomo alo yivecho. There's a lot of ways. But when you win it, every time it's the same guy. Every time when you win him, he's the same one. When you win him, it's the same one. I said over a couple of times, and I said it one more time again shortly, but we started a bit late. Not because of our fault, but we call him a coin. It says that the story, the Chofetz Chaim's daughter writes down this story in Sefer Meir and Yisrael, I think Chelek Zion. Zayin, I'm not so sure, but maybe Tov Chof Zayin. And he brings down the following story, that the Chofetz Chaim was very poor. There was nothing but to eat in the house. So what they ate, they would buy the bread from the baker from yesterday. It was much cheaper. Then it was cheaper, you know, today what doesn't work out, they don't sell the angel there. And that day is the baker, he baked bread. Some breads broke in the oven. So he sold it for half price. So the yesterday broken bread was like go cheap. This is what the Chofetz Chaim's wife would buy. It was hard. He dipped it in the cup of tea. This was the breakfast. Every morning she served him that breakfast. that morning she did not have even money to afford to buy the old bread, the broken bread from the yesterday. So she served them a breakfast with nothing, only with a cup of tea. You could feel the tension in the air. She was tearing, she was crying. This is what she's serving her husband. She comes into the room, it's quiet. The daughter is 5 years old. She says she's sitting near her father, it's quiet, you can feel the tension. And there's a bang on the table, the Chofetz Chaim says. Ich weiß, was du willst. Du willst Yisrael Meir will nicht lernen Teira. I know what you want. You want Yisrael Meir will not learn Teira. Du willst Yisrael Meir will nicht lernen Teira. Yisrael Meir will yeah lernen Teira. He gets quiet. It's not bad. Who knows what now he's going to say. Ich weiß, was du willst. I know what you want. Ich, du willst Yisrael Meir will nicht wachsen sein, seine Oven Gobel. You want Yisrael Meir will not grow to be Adam God. Yisrael Meir will yavax. The Chofetz Chaim, when there was no bread, he knew it's a war. Yes, Mishneh Berurah or not Mishneh Berurah. Albir Shalom Shabbat. Yes, Mishneh Berurah or not Mishneh Berurah. This is the fight. So he managed to fight it. When you wake up in the morning and you're in a bad mood, and you know, the war is, you will become a Reb Kneger or not. You will jump. You have a shailah to come Friday or not. You understand, the war is to be or not to be. The problem is we don't realize it. We don't realize the Yitzhore mischadesh olo b'chol yoim u'mevakesh lam misoi. He was sitting near everyone today in this medrash and tried to convince him not to learn. Every day he was there trying to fight with him. Ki seitzer milchoma aloivecho unesonoi Hashem alekecho. The Medrash brings down it's the Zoya. Zoya Chodosh Pashas Ki seitzer. Go down the same share Shavoido Shahamaim. Bokto is Imo Vesimo Yerachyomim do Yarche de Elu. Vesiro Asimna Shivyom Leo Zeir de Miruka Hatoi. Vyoshwa Babeisecho. What is Vyoshwa Babeisecho? So Chodesh Elu, you have to work on yourself. V'yoshva b'beisecho ze beis ha-medrash. Ha-bayis ha-miyuchad. The month that she's there, that she has to get ready, v'mochto esimo v'esimo ovi o'yerech yomim, do'yarche de'elu, ovi o'zekodesh boruch hu v'imo z'knesses Yisroel. V'yoshva b'beisecho. What is v'yoshva b'beisecho? What is b'beisecho? Zeu b'beis ha-medrash. Zeu b'beis ha-medrash. How you do Chodesh Elul with the b'beis ha-medrash? So I want to bring down as a Yerushalmi that Reb Aaron Kotler was megale to Klal Yisrael. Yerushalmi is in Sanhedrin. We know in the Hemshech HaParsha we have the story of Ben Soira v'Moira. And then a Shomea b'Kalovi v'Imoi. We'll get to it in a couple minutes, b'Neira. And they kill him. Yom Uzakai v'Al Yom Uzchayov. Rashi brings down the Medrash, Zegmore and Sanhedrin. Yordo Daito el Soif Daito Yisoifri Shemechal Imomenovi. He finishes all the money. Umevakesh Nimidoi v'Einamoitze. He needs his drugs. V'Oimen v'Parshas Drochim Umelastan Es Habriyas. Omu Atoiro Yom Uzakai v'Al Yom Uzchayov. Everyone knows it. The Yerushalmi adds two words. סוף הקדוש ברוך הוא שסויף זה אוסיד לגמר נכסי אובי ונכסי אימוי ויואי של פרשס דרוכים הוא מקפח את סבריאס והוא הרגס הנפושס טרו, right? What else could be worse? וסויף הוא לשכח את תלמודי forget his learning אבל מוכר היום בזק he's going to forget his learning כן, זהו It will only kill. No, send it. Someone forget his learning, kill him now. Kill him now. So far, the Lishbomchu is also Ligmon Nixiori vs Nixiimu. ומקפח את הבריאס, הוירג את הנפושס, וסייפר לשכוח את תלמוד, יום ותאיר, יום מוזק, אבל יום מוזחי. שמצא את השם, אני אומר, לא יום צדיק עם רלה. זוג לרב ארן קוטלר, שטייט עם חזל, if you would not forget his learning, we would not kill it. Why? Because if he would remember his learning, in the end he will come back. My brother said over at Maisa, I remember it. So I remember the story. I had a cousin, the son of one of the Gdolim. And he went off the derech. I was already a kid, he was already on the way back, he was very sick. He came back, became sick, he was sick all the time. I was like, Ilu Yatsu. The way he came back was, he was in a wedding in America. He went off when he came back to America, he went over there, and he was in a wedding, and someone sat near him in the wedding and said over Shtikul Teira that he said over when he was a Bach. And that happened. All of us down in the morning, Hashiveinu Avinu Yisrael Yisrael. Vekoveinu Malkeinu Ravei Yisrael. והחזירנו בשוב השלימו לפניך, right? I would say, החזירנו בשוב השלימו. And then we'll go back to this medrash. And my sitter, it's written different. השיבנו אבינו לסויר הסוף. Back, למפרי הרוגוי. ולגן צעיר, קרובינו לבית שכה, עושה ולא בתחילה. דאבלים זה עושה מעצמם. And then, והחזירנו בשוב השלימו לפניך. Why not the order the opposite? State that the key to go back to tshuva is Torah. I think all of us know. Alevai oisi azovu v'teirosi shamo'u. Everyone knows. Shemeoir shebo machzir olemutov. The light of Torah, the Iyun, the Lomnes. Shemeoir shebo machzir olemutov. This is what the Torah Chazal tells us. Hashiveinu avinu. This is the Zohar. What is tshuva of Elul? ובוכתו סביר ועשימו ירח יומים כדי שובה ויושבו בבייסו זהו בייס המדרש. The way to do תשובה is with בייס המדרש. Person of תשובה on the בייס המדרש is נשכן תשובה. The Matthias is like that. בוכר כדי have a lot of חיזוק שיעור. Shmuzim, good shmuzim, all different languages, doesn't make a difference. If he takes himself and learns a couple of days chazak, he picks up. But all of the good shmuzim goes in one ear and comes out in the other ear. The Torah knew, I don't know why, but the Torah knew, Yodot Torah the Seif Daiti. This kid will forget his learning. What? No. But while we know, so Yomuzakai, if he would not forget his learning, could be he will kill, and in his 50s he will come back. But not only maybe, he for sure will come back in his 50s. Get older, it's not so easy to go anymore, you go back. But if he will forget his Torah, then we are scared that he will stay like that. This is the shmuz of Rabban Kotel of Eretz. So. So again, not chas v'sholom that meshakeach talmudei means that it's worse from killing. But if he was, and we're not killing him because he's killed. Yomuzakai val yomuzchai. The Torah says there's no hope. That's the question. We see rebellions come back. So the Torah says this kid's stealing like this. The other day, we're not arguing why the Torah said that this kid is no chance. But when Chazal says this kid doesn't have a chance, yeah, we don't understand what it means. But when Chazal wants to say that this kid doesn't have a chance, they have to speak it out. That the way is v'seifu meshakeach talmudei. When we want to do tshuva, heard that the Yevamim, when they wanted to make Klal Yisrael off the derech, להשכיחם תורסךו ולהעבירו מחוק רצונך. Find the world, first להעבירו מחוק רצונך. Then also they will not learn. If you מעבירו מחוק רצונך, the learning it will come back. So first take off the learning, and then take off the mitzvahs. Oh, but take off the mitzvahs without taking off the learning, it comes back. Remember, I said it a couple times. Said one more time. I said a story, different visions. That I, when my son became bar mitzvah, I took him to a chizuk, to a guy that lives in Far Rockaway. His name is Mr. Talansky, the father Talansky. That's been the one. Oh, well, I was friendly with Omer, yeah? So he's a more, he's a Talmid Chacham, he knows how to learn, modern background. And I took my son to get a chizuk from an older man. I said, Mr. Delansky, give my chizuk, my son has become bar mitzvah. What you could tell him from your experience in life? Well, I remember the whole shul looked at me like, I'm going to Mr. Delansky. Mr. Balansky told him, I wanted to tell you, I live in Far Rockaway. And the highway to Lakewood, there's a lot of exits. And every exit was communities with shuls of 500 to 1,000 members. It was full. The rabbi gave a shir every day. Nothing is left of this. In two little neighborhoods, one in Lakewood and one in Far Rockaway, were two little schools. One was run by Rabbi Kotler, one was by Rabbi Peer, and there was kids, young boys, 16 years old, they were doing ktaos, nesivos, yeah? And I'll tell you one thing, everything else, there's not even one Jew left in these places. And these two cities became the Mokum Teir of Klal Yisrael. He said, I don't know how to explain it to you, but in the place that they do with the finger with the ktaos, Klal Yisrael, the terrorist states. This is what I can tell you, kids. If I would know that, I would buy property in the right place and I would be richer today. This is the way he finished his speech. But listen to what a Yid tells you. Look what a Yid from outside is telling you. He says, this is what I saw in my eyes. What kept Klal Yisrael is the Torah. The other places the rabbi taught everyone what to do. But no one was learning. The place disappeared. The two places that had high school that was sitting and learning. The Torah. So the Torah says the Baya would have been Sayyid Umayr Meshakeh Talmudah. People don't understand why it's so important. I'm saying, especially in Chodesh Elul, is the learning. Alamol to be shakua and learning. A guy sometimes later has to go out to work. He says, okay, so you know, I'll skip my Gemara. I need to know what to do. So he says, I'll learn a little bit of halacha. I can't learn now Gemara pilpul again. I did the yeshiva. I need just to know what to do. He doesn't understand. He's getting far. If he will be every day learning Gemara, but he will learn every day of Blad Gemara, he will stay on track. Hashiveinu avinu l'seirosecho. וקרובינו מלכינו לעבודתך, ודן באחזירנו בשוב השלמה לפניך. ורואיסו בשיביו, איש שספסתיה וחושקת בו, ובייסו תכבייסו, וגילכו אצרוישו ואוסו אצציפורניו, ונפסיר נוסים להשיביו מעולר. חצקל אברהמסקי, היה שיר בלבטים בן בית וגן, the dying of London, and Sef Yom, he lived in Beit Vegan. I was a little kid and he was living there. And he had a chumash here, and gave Lel Shabbos to all the balabatim in the shul. And he knew the balabatim every time when he would come Parshas Kiseitze. V'oiso b'shiv yo ha'ishas yifastoyal v'choshakta bo v'lokachta l'chol ha'isho. They allowed to take. Not going out to the machlekes. The machlekes in the Yerushalmi. She has to be pretty, or it's enough that you want. It's a chalis din yifastoya. What if she's not yifastoya? The whole world thinks that she's not. What do you want? You're allowed to. Again, on the basis, I'm not going in to the shaila. What is called yifastoya? Chalis. Someone has to decide first that she's a yifastoya. Is the head of her? Yeah. is a heter for apple, not for orange, right? She has to be in fast oil. Then it's v'choshak tovo. Don't say v'ro'isro isho v'choshak. But the question is, all the Mefoshim has, we learned last Chumash, last week in the Parsha, we said it over, who goes out with the army? The Chofetz Chaim's. The other ones we left in the house, right? All of these people we left home. So these Gdolim are going out to the war. If you see it, Fastoya, you could take it. How it could be? That is the famous question. There's a lot of answers. What happens when you go out there? I don't know. You go into that. But so he would start the shmooze and he would say, you know what we learn out from this parsha? That if a person cannot be oimed in a nisayon, Hashem would not give him the nisayon. At least he would start. So Rabbi said, before I started the parsha, I want to tell you, this week I figured out something amazing. So then the guy says, I just can't. Never had it in life? I just can't. Sure, I never had it in life? I just can't. Don't say that, because when you really can't, Hashem said, you're allowed to. One time in the Torah, Hashem realized that people in the world can't hold themselves. But Rabban explains when people are fighting and killing and they're out of their schedule, they could do, he says, we see it in the world, that soldiers do a lot of things sometimes when they go out, wars in the world. He said, well, this is a Teva Adam. And Hashem saw that a person can't hold himself, so he changed it. So he said, so if a person has an Nisayon, don't say you can't. Hashem doesn't say, because if you can't, would be a Sifkot in the Torah. He's allowed to play ball. He's allowed to play ball. Yeah? Because if the Tehran knows that you killed, that the vice is this way. Instead of them asking them how you could do it. Chofetz Chaim said that, if you remember last week's parsha, that we mentioned now, who goes to the army? Only the tzaddik. Kisilochem alish al ir baltashis. There's a little parsha of Egla Arufa, small little cute parsha of Egla Arufa, and then again our parsha, he says to the milchama al oivecha. Find the Chofetz Chaim. So it's three parshas on war. Who goes out to the war? You know, you do the baltashis, yoset tir lecha, you know, where you go, tzniyas. And our week, if you go to the war and you find someone, and in the middle, in between one and two, is a little parsha. Mamash, look inside, turn the page back to safety. Nine psukim. Ki motze chol ba'adom asher alese lechol irishto. Why the Chofetz Chaim? Why this? Would be much more neat. Three parshas of war, and then Egla Arufa. Something like Yivaldik is that. The Torah wants to teach us Derech Eretz. You find a dead person. I'm asking, no. You go to Switzerland and the Alps, and you find a dead person. Wow, a dead person. You know, dear, everyone is good. Yeah? But if you go today in one of these countries, the Arab countries that are fighting now, yeah? You find bodies, billions of them, yeah? No one cares, right? Here they found 1,000 people buried, here 2,000. The Torah wanted to teach us, even when there's war in the world, and people are dying like flies, every individual person is an neshama. And if it's a die dead, in between two cities, you have to do tshuva, who is in charge and the death is the person. It's such a musul for our generation. You don't understand, you grew up in a generation, now the last years, that lives of people are not so valuable in the world. When I was a kid, if they said five people were killed somewhere, the whole news stopped. Today, if it's not 300 people killed, it doesn't even make it. It's not interesting. It happens in the soul, but then they bring it up. But of a chutz and that, they don't bring it up. Why? People are dying one after each other. So the teva of the person is, he gets used to it. Chofetz Chaim says, the Torah wanted to teach the Umo Yisraelis. You're fighting, and in war, thousands of people are dead. It's a war. But in these two cities, a guy dead in between, why has to die? Someone has to do tshuva for a dead person. He can't forget about it. It says, "V'ro'iso b'shivyo, b'ishes seo ha'levechu, n'sonei Hashem alikecho b'yodecho b'shaviso shivyo." So the Meshechochme has a beautiful vault, the pshat. He says to the milchoma alikvecho, "U'nesono Hashem alikecho b'yodecho, b'shaviso shivyo." Why you have to say the nesonei? What would be if you lost the war? Oh my God, this lady you managed to grab. In the war, how it goes? Yeah, one wins, one loses. But a president to both sides, right? This is the Derech HaMelchama. Maybe war, yeah? Why it says, "U'nesone Hashem alekecho b'yodecho b'shavis Hashem"? So the Meshech Chochma says, if you didn't win the war, you're not allowed to marry a slave. Why? So if you didn't win the war, you need the prisoners to switch them. Call it, you know, and to get back. Well, switch, no? That's a better word. Yeah? So if you will do something to her, they will do something to the Jewish girls. So don't touch her. You won the whole war, and now you have a lady. So it says, so it's an extra word. So Rashi brings down the Rabbis Knaim. Behainu, not only that you captured someone of these people, what would be if these people captured some of the Knaim? And then when you win them, you win their prisoners. Even so, you're allowed to marry her. Even the normally Knaim you have to kill. So look at Rashi. So the Chofetz Chaim said, if Dibur Torah k'neged Elul, k'neged Tshuva, he says to them, "Milchama alivecho, u'nesona Hashem alekecho." If you win the war, v'savisa shivyo. Not only you win the war, even the averes, if you do tshuva me'avo, the averes become schuyas. So v'savisa shivyo. Even what he had from you, the Yitzchak, the averes, now they become schuyas by you. This is the Chofetz Chaim HaKadosh. He says to them, "Milchama alivecho." Not only that you will win, you will also win the people that are inside by it. Then the Gemara says, from Bensei Rumeire comes out, Snu Vahubo, Ki Yele Ish Bensei Rumeire. Einenu shemea bekoilori vu bekolimoi veyismo yisrei velo yishma eleye. Utopsu boyovi veimoi veotziho yisrei zik nehiroi vel shar mekoimoi. Vahomu zik nehiroi bneinu ze seira vemeira einenu shemea bekolinu zelel veseira. Vahegmu vahad shir bahavoni vameizu biyartaro mikirbecho vichol yisrael ishmu veiro. Zorash v'chazal b'indam ki'i el ish ben seira v'meira enenu shemea b'koil ovi v'koil imoi. So the Medra says enenu shemea b'koil ovi v'imoi. Says, "Enenu shemea b'kol ovi v'kol imoi gmor in Sanhedrin. Al she'iu ovi v'imoi shovim b'koilu b'mare." What's the pshat? They have to be shovim b'koilu. So Chaim Kanievsky says in the Sicha, he said the yesod of chinuch is that the parents speak in the same language. Hashem, you'll be married, you'll understand it. Your wife sometimes could be completely wrong, but you have to stand behind her. Later, you could tell her, we have to do different. The kids cannot see that the parents are arguing. It's the worst thing for chinuch. So, when we kill them inside of Umayyah, this rebellious kid, yeah? Why? We say there's no chance for him. It's like the, but Chazal says, "Etnai she'iu ovi ve'ima yishovim v'koyu." That meaning to say, so the Gemara says, "Kipshutoi," they have to have the same voice. Speechy, not the same mamish. Till the Gemara says, one man the other holds that Ben Seir never happened. Because if they have the same voice, it means either she has a man voice or he has a woman voice. So either he's an islandist, or she's an islandist, or he's a solis. So maybe they can't have kids. This is something more if you have man the other. Sanhedrin, Parik Ben Seir, Parik Shmirim, Sanhedrin. But Chaim says, Aderech HaPshat, it means at she'iu ovi ve'imo yishovim bekoyt, that they have the same shit in chiluch. But if they don't have the same shit, they don't kill the kid. It's not his fault. It came from such a family. I saw this week in Moshe Sternbuch says similar. The top story, ovi ve'imo, why both have to bring them? If one of them doesn't come, it means they're not getting along. So don't kill the kid is a problem with the parents. Only when the chiluch is shoveh, then is the time. I had a Rebbe. His name was Shemesh Diskin Zatzal. Chava Sefer Masa Samelech. He would say, "Alemol." It's for saying, it's not for printing. And he said, "Dibo Teir Kenegedi Tzirhova." You go to the war and you see the Mitzray Omeyer. You can't help yourself. And the kasha was, "What is the pshat? What is the pshat?" I can't help it. He says, "Chazal say Shovim Bekoilu Bemale." It means you go to the war and you find your copy in the war. She talks like you. She looks like you. Yeah, she looks mamish like you. That's what the Gemara says. So you for sure think it's the same neshama. It has to be the same neshama. But muzayin, muzayin is all beinyanim. So the moment a person gets a yitzchora arangiret, no, this she's my tikkun. He says it's not stam. He met a isha yifastoya. I'll say she's over the Imo Yishovim Bekoilu B'mar. Then the Pasuk is Mamshich. And Sipor Lechonecho Baderch. Efroichim o Beitzim Vohem Rivetzes ala Efroichim o ala Beitzim. Vesika Achaim ala Boni. Shaleach Teshalach Esraim Vesabonim Tikach Loch Leman Yitav Loch Vearachto Yom. I saw from Shimon Fal Hirsch, someone told me it's a Rambam in the Meir Nevuchim. We don't understand the pshat of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKam. The Gemara says we're not allowed to stam say. The Rambam says, Gevaldi Kazach. He says, it's very hard to catch a bird. Have you tried once to catch a bird? Never tried to catch a bird? Never, you were a kid, never tried to catch a bird. Why it's easy to catch the mother? Because she's busy protecting her kids. She takes the danger to stay, right? If you go close to a bird in the street, it flies away. When you have a bird in a nest, until you don't bang in the window, she doesn't leave. Because she's busy, merachim and her kids, so she takes this chance to be caught. To use someone else's trying to be good for your own need, hashchosas hanefesh. Says a lot of times in life, someone is wrong. Sometimes a bocher is wrong. But sometimes the only way you could get him is because he's trying to protect himself. Zog the Rambam, it's a shchosas ha-nefesh. And sometimes you see a bocher trying to be good, and because of that he got punished. Everyone gets very upset with Rosh Hashiva. It's not fair. He says, this is the shchosas ha-nefesh. The Torah didn't want that we will be mushchosas. That was Hashem's merachim. It's a hashchosas ha-nefesh. Someone is using. He's using your goodness. Because you're good. Because you're nice. He's using you. You give 39, you don't give 40. This is the Gemara. So they bring down a Maise that one of the Choshev Yidin was called Rabbi Chir Michel. He spent with one of the cities, and Reb Chaim Oizer came to visit him. So Rabbi Chir Michel asked Reb Chaim Oizer, tell me a shtickle tale. Reb Chaim Oizer was the God of Lador. He asked Reb Michel, say a shtickle tale. So Reb Michel said a Gaonis.
I see you're a Gavre Rabbe.
So Reb Michel told him, no, you don't become a Gavre Rabbe if you say a Festa Shtigotayah. So Reb Michel says, what do you mean? You said a Festa Shtigotayah. I'm saying you're a Gavre Rabbe. It's a beautiful story. So he told him, the Gemara says, Kama Tipshe Hani. Why? So the Torah says 40 yaken. Also Chazal had said 39. So Chazal could change the Torah. So if you stand from the Torah, you don't start from the Gavre Rabbe. Kama tipshoy hani babli the kamei mekamei sefer Torah vle kamei Gavre Rabbe. So he asked the Mekasha for Torah. Right? It's very nice. And it says in the pasuk before. It says in the parasha before, 50 yoim. Chazal say you don't count 50, you count 49. So why the Gemara didn't say that the pasuk is already in Bamidbar? So why the Gemara didn't say kama tip she'ani b'aploi the kaim mekamei sefer Torah, for the kaim mipnei gavre rabbe the Torah ksiv 50, va'osu rabbanan va'amru 49. He said, to say a festa shikotera, you don't become a gavre rabbe. But to make that a yid will give one clap less, I've never got such a gavre rabbe. It's not enough a shikotera. So when the Gemara wanted to choose the gavre rabbe, well, it's b'derech remetz. It's a nice vote for Shabbos.